four tribes in Western Alaska are calling on the Association of Village Council Presidents to broaden the focus of a special meeting originally intended to address regional governance and to set a date for the gathering. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
On January 8th, KYUK and Bethel reported it had obtained documents showing AVCP used grants for temporary assistance for needy families to keep a vocational flight school going. In December, AVCP laid off 30 employees, 7% of its workforce, citing budget troubles. AVCP also announced a 5% pay cut for general staff and a 10% salary reduction for senior management. Mike Williams Sr. with the Akiak Tribal Council says the sudden layoffs may unable to pay for stove fuel or electricity.
Yeah, the majority of those live in Bethel, and a lot of those are also in the villages. So they're left out in the cold. You know, we're very concerned about that.
William says the tribes of Akiak, Akiachuk, Kwikluk, and Tuliksak, along with several others along the Yukon River, want to find out more than they've been told.
And I think in that meeting that we can close the door and find out what, really is going on.
Last year, the regional for-profit corporation Calista created a group to study problems with legislation affecting Alaska Native people and organizations. The group came up with three proposals to strengthen AVCP, to create a borough, or to create a new regional tribal government. Williams says the goal is to give Natives a stronger voice.
And if there is development, for instance, the Donlin Gold project, then how are we going to be have the ability to do some regulation? And also the issue of taxing came up as well.
In an October meeting, tribal representatives voted to hold a special meeting on governance in February. AVCP is the regional nonprofit for the 56 villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.